Hello there. We come to you on this New Year's Eve of 1947 with a program of Smilin' Through, 30 minutes of words and music, and a season's greeting for best wishes from your friends, the management and the staff of the Arctic Piggly Wiggly Company in Fairbanks. And for tonight, we have selected poems appropriate to the beginning of a new year. Every morning is a new beginning. Every day, another chance to prove yourself as you go on your way. Another opportunity to show what you are worth. Each time God paints a dawn above the dark and sleeping earth. Calamities will come. You may be sure of that, my friend. It's life. You never know what's waiting just around the bend. But these are only challenges to put you to the test. So face them with a trusting heart, and He will do the rest. And if you fail or falter, or weaken by the way, look up and don't despair. God always sends another day. The good old days is the favorite phrase of many a man and woman. No phrase is too high for the days gone by, but the present day they pan. The things one did when one was a kid meant days of real sport, but things today seem drab and gray and of a different sort. When young we'd moan, "I wish I was grown, just wait till I'm big, you'll see. It's fine to work and I won't shirk, the world will hear from me." But a little gloom and we change our tune. Things are not what they seem. With a puzzled frown we settle down and call it a foolish dream. The eyes of youth often miss the truth and can't foresee tomorrow. And the eyes of age turn to yesterday's page, a little joy to borrow. It's fine to revere each passing year and know it holds memories sweet, but looking back won't supply the lack, and it only brings defeat. Why sit and pine? The present's so fine, and there's much work to do. Let the good new days be your favorite phrase, and that spirit will see you through. I will start the new year gladly, with a clear and noble aim. I will give unselfish service to enrich another's name. I will speak a word of courage to a soul enslaved by fear. I will dissipate drab discord with the sunshine of good cheer. I will be sincere and humble in the work I have to do. I will not indulge in censure, but will praise the best in you. I will do what I am able to advance a worthy cause. I will strive to lessen evil and obey the laws of right. I will pray to be guided in the straight and narrow way. I will shun false pride and folly, and I'll live my best each day. Should old acquaintance be forgot, and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot, and days of auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet, for auld lang syne. Now I would like to read for you a very old poem by Alfred Lord Tennyson, The Death of the Old Year. Full knee-deep lies the winter snow, and the winter winds are wearily sighing. Toll ye the church bell sad and low, and tread softly and speak low, for the old year lies a-dying. Old year, you must not die. You came to us so readily, you lived with us so steadily, old year, you shall not die. He lieth still, he doth not move, he will not see the dawn of day, he hath no other life above, he gave me a friend, a true, true love, and the new year will take him away. Old year, you must not go, so long as you've been with us, such joy as you've seen with us, old year, you shall not go. He frothed with his bumpers to the brim, a jollier year we shall not see, but though his eyes are waxing dim, and though his foes speak ill of him, he was a friend to me. Old year, you shall not die. We did so laugh and cry with you, I've half a mind to die with you, old year, if you must die. He was so full of joke and jest, but all his merry quips are o'er. To see him die across the waste, his son and heir doth ride post haste, but he'll be dead before. Every one for his own, the night is starry and cold, my friend, and the new year blithe and bold, my friend, comes up to take his own. How hard he breathes! Over the snow I heard just now the crowing cock, the shadows flicker to and fro, the cricket chirps, the light burns low, 'tis nearly 12 o'clock. Shake hands before you die, old year, we'll dearly rue for you. What is it we can do for you? Speak out before you die. His face is growing sharp and thin, alack, our friend is gone. Close up his eyes, tie up his chin, step from the corpse, and let him in that standeth there alone and waiteth at the door. There's a new foot on the floor, my friend, and a new face at the door, my friend. A new face at the door. And this, by an author unknown, is simply called New Year. Over the threshold, a gallant newcomer steppeth with tread that is royal to see. White as the winter time, rosy as summer, hope in his eyes and with laugh ringing free. Lo, in his hands there are gifts overflowing, promises, prophecies come in his train. O'er him the dawn in its beauty is glowing, vanishing shadows of sorrow and pain. Oh, welcome New Year, with your stainless white pages, though we may blot them ere long with our tears. So it has been through the long passing ages, worn with the footprints of close crowding years. Welcome, sweet year, may the full-handed hours find us like servants, trusty and true, using with earnest devotion our powers to be worthy our master and worthy of you. Ring out, O bells, ring silver sweet o'er hill and moor and fell. In mellow echoes let your chimes their hopeful story tell. Ring out all jubilant the joyous glad refrain. A bright new year, a glad new year hath come to us again. Ah, who can say how much of joy within it there may be, stored up for us who listen now to your sweet melody. Goodbye, old year, tried, trusty friend, thy tale at last is told. O new year, write thou thine for us in lines of brightest gold. The flowers of spring must bloom at last when gone's the winter's snow. God grant that after sorrow past, we all some joy may know. Though tempest-tossed, our bark a while on life's rough waves may be, there comes a day of calm at last when we the haven see. Then ring, ring on, O pealing bells, there's music in the sound. Ring on, ring on, and still ring on, and wake the echoes round. The while we wish, both for ourselves and all whom we hold dear, that God may gracious be to us in this the bright new year. Midnight strikes, and the old year's gone. We close the tablets we've written on, and torn twixt hope and doubt and fear, we open the book of an unlived year. An unlived year. Oh, stained with tears are the well-thumbed volumes of other years. Soiled by blunders and black regret are the pages we read with our eyelids wet. Close in our hearts, as the leaves are turned, is the record of passions that flared and burned, and panics and sorrows and ghosts that leer look out from the page of the dying year. But fresh in our hands, once more, is laid a clean new book by the master made. Unmarred are the pages lying there, 12 new chapters, fresh and fair. It is ours to write the daily tale of how we conquer or how we fail, of struggle and effort and hope that wakes like a song in the heart when a bright day breaks. Once a year, when the glad bells ring and the old year nods to a baby king, fresh in our hands, with the title clear and the leaves uncut, is an unlived year.